Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is July 3rd, believe it or not, one day away from the 4th, 2014, and we want to welcome you to the show. The show is being sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company. We're a little guy up here in upstate New York, but we think big, and we don't try, we succeed. And today, we have the honor of Rob Regish again. Coach Rob Regish, you probably know him all from the Blueprint Bulletin. That's on Superhuman Radio on Tuesdays. And obviously, Rob has got a wealth of knowledge. And we want to welcome Rob to the show today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me again, Eric. I'm excited to be back.
I'm glad you're back. And we can tell everybody right now, pending, barring anything out of the ordinary happening, you are going to be our Thursday guest, our regular guest. And I got to tell you, I couldn't be happier. I mean, this has been a great week for podcasting here at Motivation and Muscle. I got to tell you, if I wanted to step back a little bit, we had Roger LaPointe on the other day from Atomic Athletic, which you got to hear that show. It was all about the pre-steroid era. A lot of talk about John Grimmick. It's something that you'd be very interested in. And then on Wednesday, we had Bud Jeffries of StrongerMan.com come in and talk about his new MP4 digital delivered maximum muscle. It's something to that effect. I don't have the exact name in front of me, and I want to apologize for that. But Bud's show once again was a killer. So we got Rob here today, and we are going to talk about pre-workout supplement categories. And Rob, let's have you take the show away here, brother.
All right, I appreciate it, Eric. Yeah, we're going to talk about pre-workouts, and this is a category that is near and dear to my heart because pre-workout product was the very first quote-unquote supplement that I took that worked. It undeniably worked, and I felt it, and plenty of other people did too. So first, some housekeeping items. I want to make the distinction between pre-workout supplements and thermogenics, because a lot of times guys get them confused. A pre-workout product is used to increase your momentary muscular strength, focus, concentration, etc., etc. A thermogenic, on the other hand, is a product that's geared more towards fat loss. And, you know, you really don't want to mix one and the other. And companies are actually doing this, unfortunately. So you end up getting suboptimal results, depending upon the application you're looking to prioritize. So just make that distinction. And today we're talking about pre-workouts. The real value of a pre-workout product is to momentarily increase your strength levels. A lot of guys take them just to get jacked up, right? They work. They undeniably work. All of a sudden, the pre-workouts are not being used just for the gym, but it's for going out and staying out late, chasing women, doing household chores, you know, enhancing sporting events. I mean, guys get carried away with them. And, you know, to be honest, I did too in years past. So back to intensity. Remember the three-step formula in growing new muscle: stimulate, recover, grow. Fundamental biological laws that cannot be circumvented. What pre-workouts do is amplify step one, which is the stimulus for muscle growth. They magnify that step by allowing for a momentary increase in strength of anywhere between 5 and 15%, depending upon the individual, his or her biochemistry, and the compound in question. That equals greater overload, and thus a stronger signal to the body to grow new muscle. Now, recall some of the examples that we did on the training show. You should know, stepping into the gym, what your goal is for that day. You should know how many pounds per minute or what new one rep max that you're going to set for the day to ensure progression. Pre-workouts should allow you to absolutely top that number and keep topping it, provided your workout frequency is where it needs to be. The danger is that you can burn yourself out, right? I don't know if you've ever done this, Eric, but you know, pre-workouts jack you up, and psychologically, you're thinking you can't be stopped.
Yeah, you know, Rob, that's one thing. Like you said, it's almost after you. What I found with some of these things is this: if I take some type of pre-workout drink, let's say, and it's true, like I've told you before, you feel basically like you run right through a brick wall.
Yeah.
The only thing I find with some, and it might not be all of them, it's not really the next day. It's the next day after that. Sometimes I feel like I can't get out of my own way.
Yeah.
And you know, I have this, I don't know if you have this issue, and I'm sure a lot of lifters do. Now, I normally train at night. That would be probably 7:30 to 8 o'clock in the evening because, you know, I've read a lot of things lately, and obviously they're talking carbohydrate as far as, like, the actual energy base is usually late afternoon to early evening. They seem to work very well with lifters. Well, I got to tell you, I've always been a night guy. The only time we ever trained during the day was Saturday mornings with my boys way back in the day. And I think it was just us all together as it like a gang there, and we just fed off each other. But being alone now, what I find is, and I think maybe your audience would see the same thing too, Rob, is I have a hard time coming down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now tonight I've got to go out and do heavy Husa steel pulls out of the rack, and I'm going to do some presses overhead. And I'll be done probably. I try to shoot for 40 minutes max, which is kind of hard right now if you're going real heavy. And I don't know where you folks are right now living, but right now it's close to 90 degrees, and the humidity in Albany, New York is unbearable right now. So you got to take that into consideration because, let's face it, none of us want to go outside and drop dead from the heat. But here's the point. It doesn't matter if I go heavy, light, medium. Doesn't matter if I lift stones, get under bars, push bars, logs, whatever. I have the hardest time coming down at night. And, you know, I could take melatonin. I could do whatever. I could drink warm milk if I want to, whatever you want to do. So that's one thing I notice about these products where, and I don't know if it's the product or just the way I'm set up, but you know, does that make sense? I mean, have you encountered that, Rob, a lot with stuff or no?
Absolutely. You know, it is a very valid point that you're making. You know, my point was you can dig yourself a bigger hole with pre-workouts. You know, if you're obviously if you're training really hard and delivering big numbers in the gym and you want to go back, they're going to go back and you're not going to be recovered in time. I think what you're saying and is completely 100% true is if you train later in the day and you take these things, you're going to have a real tough time falling asleep.
Yep.
So I just pretty much for that reason switch my workouts to the morning. And it takes, you know, maybe a month of that to get used to it. But having said that, I'm going to make some recommendations here when we get into individual ingredients and products to hopefully mitigate that problem for guys. Okay, so let's talk about individual pre-workout ingredients and finished products. Well, here are my recommendations. First, the granddaddy of them all, the EC stack, ephedrine and caffeine. Now, ephedrine hydrochloride or sulfate is the pharmaceutical version, and it's still out there, and I'll tell you where to get it and at the best price and whatnot. Ephedra or mahuang is the herbal version, and the difference there is this. The pharmaceutical hits hard and washes out hard, or washes out fast, rather. And a lot of guys don't like it because they don't like the crash. Ephedra, on the other hand, has a much smoother rise and a very gentle tail end. So what I'm saying is if you're currently using a pre-workout with ephedra and or mahuang, you may benefit by switching to ephedrine, either hydrochloride or sulfate. So let's talk about where to get it, because a lot of guys don't think you can find it. The reality is it's as close as your local drugstore.
There you go.
They keep it behind the pharmacy counter now. And the reason for that is, one, the bogus political climate that led to it being controlled, and two, the very real phenomenon where drug dealers were using it as starter material for methamphetamine. So what you're looking for is this. Primatene tablets, okay? You're going to find they have two, Bronchaid and Primatene. Bronchaid is ephedrine sulfate, is not nearly as good. Go for the Primatene tabs. Those are 12.5 milligrams of ephedrine hydrochloride per tablet, complexed with 200 milligrams of guaifenesin. That is an expectorant. Unfortunately, it takes some of the edge off, but the government has added that so that the bad guys, it makes it more difficult for them to cook up their methamphetamine. You will have to sign for it. You can only buy a limited amount every 30 days, and you go into a government data bank somewhere. It's nothing to be worried about, in my opinion, unless you're buying excessive amounts at multiple places. But, you know, for a point-of-sale thing, there's your convenience. It is much preferable, in my opinion, and this is how I do it, is to mail order it from outside the country. And the reason I do this is, instead of getting a piddly 12.5 milligrams of ephedrine per pill with all that nasty guaifenesin, is I have my guys go to a place called healthandvitality.com. They're out of Canada, and there's a product there called EPH40. Now, why it's named EPH40, I don't know, because it's 30 milligrams of pure ephedrine hydrochloride and nothing else.
Wow.
It is a tiny, tiny pill. It is it's an exceptional product. I know my ephedrine. I've been taking it for 25 years, pretty much on a daily basis, which I'll get into a little bit later. But it is the genuine article. You can legally import up to 6 grams of ephedrine every 30 days, I think it is. That is more than enough for anyone. And in reality, when you go to their website, healthandvitality.com, you will see that they've kind of set up their special such that, you know, Americans can order it and stay safe. For example, they have a twin pack, 100 tablets of 100 tablets at 30 milligrams per pop. So, you know, it keeps you under the limit. You can safely order two of them. I think the law has been revised where it might be as high as 9, but be that as it may, while you're there, They may still have a discount code, and if so, just enter CoachRobRegish.com in the referral field. That might still be active. Needless to say, they've been in business for quite a while. I've been doing business with them for a long time, and the beauty of it is it comes via tracked mail, which is not always the case when ordering from outside the country and overseas. Yes, you'll have to sign for it. No, it's not anything to be worried about unless you've ordered absurd quantities of it. But I use them, very happy with them, happy to make the recommendation. Now, with respect to safety and the political climate around ephedrine, I'm going to try to do this without going off. I have used this stuff damn near every day for nearly 25 years with nothing but upside to show for it. Now, I know people are going to go berserk when they hear, oh, God, he's been using it every day. But the simple reality is this. If it was as dangerous as they all say it is, I would be a dead man. The practical reality is that it has a number of benefits, not the least of which is it boosts your HDL or good cholesterol value.
Cholesterol.
Yeah. And I absolutely see a huge increase on those every time I'm running ephedrine. and it's not my cardio, believe me, that's doing it. The other thing is this. I spoke to the political climate before. There were a number of high-profile deaths. Corey Stringer, I think the football player.
Yeah, he played for the Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these people took absurd amounts of ephedrine, went out into the heat, competed in their sport with no hydration, were using multiple compounds, and they blamed it on ephedrine. In fact, if you read the government RAND study on ephedrine and its recommendation to ban it, they included a case study where a guy was decapitated in a car accident, and they attributed that one to ephedrine.
Unbelievable.
And no, I'm not joking.
No.
Yeah.
Well, if you remember Corey there in the Vikings too, there, Rob, he was no specimen to look at either. I mean, he could have been strong as an oak tree, but you look at his. I mean, he was a big man to begin with, but did you see, you see the girth just in his belly there? I mean, that's kind of like a death sentence anyways down the road. He just got it a little bit earlier because I'm sure they wouldn't come out and tell you everything else he was mixing with it.
Right.
Right. So, these politicians, whatever it is, and let's face it, how many of these politicians have taken any of this stuff right down to pro-hormones, okay? But suddenly they got to find a scapegoat and away it goes, And and this is another thing. I mean, I want to keep you going. I don't want to butt in on this thing. But this is another thing I got to say, too, is one show I want to really do with you is we want to, and I know this would interest everybody, is I want to get into testosterone big time.
Yep.
And, that's another thing right now that's under assault big time, all right? And it's like, I don't know how they're picking their poison. Maybe they can't go to these companies and say, if we can't hijack you, we're going to put you out. And that seems a common theme now, what's going on, with Washington right now. But I agree with you with the ephedra. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, so keep on going, brother. I had to get my 2 cents in there because I think it's very pertinent to what we see in sports right now and the way we want to limit men from being men. They'd rather have a nice docile, sissified group of men and they're much more happier with that, but you and I know that ain't going to happen to us.
Yeah.
So
amen.
Keep
amen.
Rolling, brother.
Okay, final word on ephedrine. Nothing comes close to doing what ephedrine does. I have tried them all, especially after it was banned. Nothing holds a candle to it. So don't waste your money, right? The time and effort in getting it is well worth it, in my opinion. Now, with respect to caffeine is the other half of this stack. Straight caffeine, USP caffeine, is much like ephedrine, the pharmaceutical. It hits hard, it washes out fast. The herbal sources of caffeine, such as guarana and yerba mate, have a much gentler rise and fall in energy levels. And in many ways, they're superior. But I'll get to that in a second. On the caffeine, there's nothing fancy that's needed here. If you like your coffee, great, have it. Personally, I don't care for it. I just want the convenience and the speed of, a quick pill. Walmart sells a product called Jet Alert. You get 90 200 milligram tabs for around $3.
Wow.
Yeah. It's actually under $3 online. Now, for those of you that want a little bit better solution, in my opinion, again, you can look for guarana or yerba mate. The reason why these two, I feel, are superior is, now bear in mind, I train in the morning. Guarana and yerba mate contain fibers and fats in the plant that is bound to the caffeine and other methylxanthines, and you don't crash. That's the bottom line. Let's look at yerba mate. It contains not only caffeine, but two other methylxanthines, theophylline and theobromine. the end of the day, not only do you get more even energy levels, but those two are superb fat burners in their own right. And they just bring so much more to the field than straight caffeine. I have stacked both of those, caffeine, yerba mate, and guarana. Mm. You know, that's another option. But take it for what it's worth and pick the one that's right for you. One final word on ephedrine and caffeine stacked. There is a research-proven ratio of 10 to 1, that being caffeine to ephedrine, that works best. I don't think it's magic. I don't think, you know, results are 300,000% better, but something you might want to keep in mind. So as an example, if you've got 30 milligrams of ephedrine, like in the one product that I like, you pair that with 300 milligrams of caffeine. Back in the day, this was known as the ECA stack, the A standing for aspirin. Subsequent research has shown that aspirin adds little, if anything, and it certainly can be problematic. Instead, I want to talk about what works well stacked with ephedrine and caffeine. First item is tyrosine, the amino acid tyrosine. You want 1.5 to 2 grams of tyrosine. It needs to be on an empty stomach, and it promotes alertness, concentration, and focus. Like I said, though, you know, it does need to be on the empty stomach. You can think about this tyrosine as the opposite of tryptophan, right? Tryptophan calms you down, makes you feel all nice, mm-hmm. warm and fuzzy. Tyrosine is alert. Acetyl-L-tyrosine is often, you know, promoted and marketed as superior. The reality is the research is pretty clear. Tyrosine by itself is just fine and performs as well or better. Another item you might want to look into is phenylpyrazetam. I know the pronunciations differ, but pyrazetam itself, you won't find much of it in the United States anymore. That's because the government has got a real hard on for it, I guess you'd say. But ironically, phenylpyrazetam flies under the radar. And the reason that's significant is 100 milligrams of this stuff is far, far better than just straight pyrazetam. The reason being that phenyl group assists in having it cross the blood-brain barrier, so it hits harder.
You know, Rob, you know what I read too one time? I think you guys had talked about it on Superhuman Radio a long time ago, but I read on their site on Blackstone Labs there, they've got that. I believe that's one of the ingredients in Razor's Edge, if I remember reading that.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. I never tried it. I didn't, you know, it's hard to find stuff, you know, that really is going to stimulate me. You know, that's another thing maybe you can hit upon too. What about here's a question I would pose to you.
Yeah.
What about body weight? I mean, that's another issue, I think. And maybe it doesn't matter with the caffeine because you're taking, obviously, good stuff. And, you know, like, that, I guess, would be a question maybe I would ask, and maybe our listeners would too. Let's say you weigh 300 pounds.
Yep.
And you know, you're a super heavy or whatever you want to call you, a power lifter, whatever, strongman.
Yep.
Are we going to have to differentiate here with body composition or one size fits all?
Well, it's definitely not one size fits all.
Right.
It stands to reason that a larger individual, it would take more of the stuff to get them going than a smaller individual. However, and that's a good starting point, but it is only a component that you need to take into consideration because – if you're not a habitual user of caffeine, if you've never taken ephedrine, even if you're a big boy, this stuff is going to register. And frankly, the first time I took it, it scared the hell out of me. All right?
Yep.
It was unlike and still is most of the supplements on the market. It is real. It is noticeable. And there is such a thing as too much. So you can get in over your head with it. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely. I mean, anything like that.
Yeah.
You know what the thing it is with us lifters is, I don't think more means better, but I'm just speaking from my years of doing it, and I've told you this before too. You can tell me to take one cup of protein, and I'll take five if I want to.
Right.
So there's the answer because it's like I will flirt with things until almost where they will hurt me if that could happen. So. I think that's just, you know, I think it's just the DNA of a lifter.
Yeah. Well, I think for what it's worth, this is not a triple the dose and hope for the most product.
No.
You definitely want to start slow. I would recommend, if at all possible, to start with 10, 15, maybe no more than 20, 25 milligrams of ephedrine. And the research proven safe and effective daily dose is, let's say, 90 milligrams. But be that as it may, back to stacking.
Sure.
There are two other items that I like a lot. The first is GPC, or L-alpha glycerophospholine. You can find this. I think Now makes a real nice version of it. You can try a gram of it, 900 milligrams to a gram. When you take your thermogenic, it does an exceptional job at increasing momentary muscular strength. You'll also see marketing to the effect of it elevates GH. It's an NO booster. I don't know about all that stuff. I do know it takes the EC stack up a notch. My favorite stacker, though, is one a lot of people overlook. Capsaicin.
Oh.
Yeah.
The driver of everything.
Yeah. It increases body temperature, and it speeds up your metabolic rate, causing you to burn more calories. Recent studies, in fact, have shown that capsaicin does more good at keeping your waist trim than we originally thought. In fact, scientists found that it actually works to lessen the effect of dietary fats.
Wow.
Yeah, it upregulates some genes and downregulates others to buffer those fats in your body storing them. Here's how the researchers summed up a recent study. Capsaicin can have a significant inhibitory effect against fat accumulation. We knew it was good. We just didn't know how good. Now, keep in mind, those scientists are usually not prone to hyperbole. So when somebody like that, a research group, a number of them actually said that, when they say something like that, you know, it's best to pay attention. Okay, other items. Let's talk about modafinil or Provigil. This is prescription only. It is usually found in 200 milligram tabs. It's not a stimulant per se, but it delivers incredible focus, like looking through a straw type focus. It's a favorite of pilots, especially military pilots who are in cramped cockpits. These guys can't be all jacked up on caffeine and ephedrine.
No.
For those long overseas flights and that sort of thing, certainly at nighttime, they use it. They love it. It's a great product. And while it is illegal in the United States without a prescription, its precursor isn't. And the name is Adrafinil, Adrafinil. This is the prodrug to modafinil, which means this. You only need to take more. And instead of kicking in, let's say within 30 minutes, it takes around an hour.
Yep.
Suggestion, the suggested dose here would be 600 milligrams on an empty stomach. About 60 to 90 minutes before training, studying, or any other event that requires focus and concentration. This is a French drug, if memory serves, both of these, and certainly worth looking into. I would not stack this with ephedrine and caffeine, which I know is the temptation.
Well, Rob, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've laid a lot down here. For somebody that's got a limited wallet, okay, would ephedrine be the top gun? If you were going to tell somebody and they say, "Well, I can't buy the caffeine with it right now," or "I want one thing," would you just go with the ephedrine?
Yeah,
out of everything,
absolutely, yeah. Because even though it's going to be somewhat expensive, if they're just using it on training days like they should, it's gold.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. When you go out there, you want to be alert. You want to be sharp. And let's face it, who doesn't want to do a PR every time they don't, you know, they go out to the, well, I'll call mine the garage where we live, but, you know, the gym, anywhere like that, you train out in your backyard. I mean, that's the whole idea. I mean, you want to get healthy, you want to get stronger, and I just can't see any reason to not want to go out there and just crush everything in sight. So
yeah,
I'm excited because I'm going to order this. When we get off this podcast, I'm going to order it. And, you know, I live right near a Walmart, not too far. So I'm going to go look up the Jet Alert, too.
Oh, yeah.
For now. And I'll fire those two up together. And I'll give you a report, and we'll talk about that again, too. So
yeah, please
proceed, my friend, whenever you're ready.
A final note on the EC stack and some of these other items that I've been talking about. It is a cautionary note. Make sure that you do not ingest anything else with Yohimbe or Yohimbe hydrochloride anywhere near these ingredients because, as anyone that has done it, either intentionally or accidentally, can tell you, Yohimbe greatly magnifies the effects, stimulatory effects of these products, and it is not a pleasant thing to go through. Think sweating, shaking, tremors, paranoia. It's just not cool. Now, I've done both. At first, I accidentally took some Yohimbe that was close to my ephedrine and caffeine. And I see these goosebumps come up on my forearm. And then, and then the sweating, and then the shakes, and then the paranoia. You feel sick to your stomach, and you just pray to God that, you don't stroke out.
Through it.
You don't stroke out.
Yep.
So just be careful, guys. That's all I'm saying. Bad, bad combination. No.
Well, Rob, that was one of the reasons why I stopped Yohimbe, too. You see stuff where it says, oh, you're not going to get the shakes. Well, I can remember, I take it early in the day. I'd go to bed that night, and I was still a mess. You're mentally, it creates a mental and physical mess. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't read up on the subject and you try something like that, that's going to scare the living crap out of you, just that alone. Yeah. So unless you're prepared for what could happen with Yohimbe, my advice would be to stay away from it. That's what I would tell you.
It's good advice. And hopefully you'll come to know and appreciate and understand. We give it to you straight on the show, so please do heed that.
Absolutely.
That word of warning. In terms of finished products, a lot of people ask me about this. Very, very few on the market are worth it. Why? Because once ephedra or ephedrine was banned, it became a game of an escalating doses of caffeine or 1,3-5 trimethylxanthine. That's the fancy word for caffeine. They just keep lacing them with more and more. So stay the hell away from those. In the drugstore, you're going to see them for retailing from anywhere from $25 to $50 for fancy caffeine.
Wow.
Jet Alert, $3 and change for pretty much the same thing.
I'm going down to Walmart Saturday morning, brother.
Good man. Good.
So, what I've been taking, it's not much. ProLab makes one out there. It's probably nothing. I've been taking a product called Advanced Caffeine. I don't know. I sometimes it works. I think sometimes it doesn't. I guess it all depends how I am before I walk out there. A lot of times I'm okay, but I'm definitely going to take those two together because, we've talked off air what I'm going to be doing hopefully the next 6 to 10 months. So, I'm going to need that horsepower push big time.
Yeah.
And the thing is too, we hit upon it last week a little bit about recovery. That's something you and I will obviously discuss, but I'm going to beat that's head in. I'm so much into recovery now. It's like, I want to learn and read about every single thing I can. And I know, I've got the surface stuff and all that, but I just want to keep studying this and find out if there's other ways to get back even quicker. So I know I'm going off on a tangent again, but it's all pertinent to me what we're talking about here today. It's obviously
right.
So go ahead, my friend.
So it begs the question: what finished products on the market are worth the money? I like three, and the first is Extreme Formulations Vengeance. A lot of you guys are familiar with this company because they make one of the better proteins on the market, that being Ultra Peptide 2.0. But they also have a pre-workout called Vengeance. It is not an over-the-top stimulant. It does deliver excellent focus and concentration, and it contains, if I'm not mistaken, 27 ingredients at last count, three-quarters of which, if not more, put back versus depleting your adrenals. So that's an important point. I'll expand on that in a bit. Two other products I like in that category. One is Full Force, which you can get at Focus Intensity. That's all one word, focusintensity.com. This is Sean Phillips's product. And
is that what I was asking you about yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, I have to tell you, he did his homework on this one. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Will Brink might have been brought in to formulate this one. And what it is it's a clever combination of tyrosine, caffeine, green tea standardized for 60% EGCG, or epigallocatechin gallate, which is the highest, by the way, I've ever seen on the market, vitamin C, E, magnesium, and zinc. Now, the question becomes, what and how do those ingredients work? We've already discussed tyrosine and how it works. We've discussed caffeine. EGCG will give you a lift, although it's quite unlike any other, let's call it, caffeine lift. The big reason that EGCG is in this formula is this. Anytime you get all jacked up, and particularly before you throw weight training on top of that, you are generating a ton of free radicals. And many of us, too many, including me until recently, do not address the antioxidant part of that equation. So that's why it's in there. Vitamin C, E, magnesium, and zinc, these happen to be the four nutrients that are depleted from your adrenals every time you run one of these pre-workouts and jack yourself up. They are in there in their most bioavailable forms. They are in there in exceptional doses. Look for this kind of stuff, guys, when you do your shopping, because the companies like Sean's that care about your health and did their homework for you, they care. Send them your money versus these other clowns. Final product in this category is a product called Burn It Up. And that's at MuscleMass.com. It is a multi-ingredient supplement, and its profile is inclusive of some mild stimulants, a very modest amount of caffeine, but also a lot of these other items, like I just spoke to, vitamin C, E, magnesium, zinc, and adaptogens, not the least of which is a very unique strain of Korean red ginseng in that product. It is one of two legit ginsengs. This is not your convenience store crap. It's the real deal. It also has a really nice 10-to-1 extract of maca, which, if anybody that's used that, know it's an excellent broad spectrum adaptogen.
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah. So, you know, to wrap up, there it is. Pre-workouts are exceptional products. They work. You can feel them. Make sure that you are applying them in the correct fashion to generate greater intensity and overload, and don't overspend. You know, get your basic bread and butter, ephedrine and caffeine, and go from there. Most importantly, be smart about it. You know.
Well, hey Rob, if someone didn't choose to order the ephedrine, or let's just say they were nervous about it, whatever, you know, because of all the crap going on. Out of the three, Vengeance or Burn It Up or Full Force, do you have any leanings toward any of them? I mean, I know you're friends with a lot of these people, but well, if you if if it was me talking to you or a client and they didn't want to go that other way, is there one of the three that you would suggest over the other, or are they all pretty equal?
I'd probably go with Full Force. Only, you know, the reason being there is it is it's exceptionally clean. Not that the others aren't, but it also contains the fewest number of ingredients.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that for a number of reasons, not the least of which is it helps me gauge what is doing what. And
right.
It allows for the build-out factor. And by that I mean I can always use that as my base and add things like phenylparacetam or, you know, modafinil or the precursor. I think that's true for a lot of products because at the end of the day, a lot of us, too many of us, shotgun. We're just shotgunning lots and lots of stuff.
Yeah, and just hoping one or the other works,
right,
basically.
Right.
You know, I've done it. I mean, I've been guilty of that forever.
Me too. The problem is you're going to eventually hit on something that works, but you don't know what's working. So you continue to spend $200, $300, $400, sometimes $500 or more a month because you're afraid that if you don't order something that is the magic, you're going to lose it.
Isn't that something about lifters? Everybody's the same. It's hilarious, you know. You got guys walking around that could pull a house off the ground, but it's just like, I mean, I do that with like everything. It doesn't have to be that way. It's like if I miss something that I've been taking all along, it's like, oh no, you know, like that. I won't say you're panicked, but that seems to be the norm with every type of lifter. It's like, I think this worked. If I miss it, then I'm going to have a lousy workout the next time. It's just funny how, you know, your mind's playing tricks on you. That's really what it is.
That's why I put together some special reports for my guys and anybody that's interested. And what it is this. If you go to CoachRobRegish.com, I've got 7 or 8 special reports. And unlike my books and even newsletters, you know, these are 2 or 3 page documents. They're quick hits. And in this category, I've put together, you know, I've got one on nootropics. I call it NeuroBolt. And it tells you how to put together 2 or 3 items that, trust me, it's like a bolt of lightning to your brain.
Absolutely.
To your brain.
Yep.
And another called Fast Fat Loss and a third called Ricochet Rabbit Fat Loss. They will tell you very quick and to the point which compounds to use, where to get them at the absolute best price. And they're under $10 a report. So
yeah, and tell me this here, seriously. You and I have talked about this. I'm not naming names. How many people will give you the whole thing, let's just say the kitchen sink for under $10 or whatever you want, or $30? I mean, we've talked about this where I'll send away for something. And it'll be like, well, you'll find that out on the next DVD. Or, well, we've got it, but here's another charge. You know,
Yeah. That's
no good. I mean, look, the thing with you is this, and this is what we were talking with the last couple guests, and I think you and I have hit upon it, is this authenticity. I just beat into the ground now. You're authentic, just like everybody else that's been on this show. And the nice thing with you, like all the other guests, is there's nothing you sell, nothing you preach about that you haven't done.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And that's why I'm so happy you're with Motivation and Muscle, because you're a class act, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Well, I wouldn't give that compliment if I didn't mean it. I mean, what you're giving people here right now is incredible, because you and I both know either you're out bouncing around looking all over, or you're paying big money for stuff like that. And a lot of this stuff, where you're going to go, doesn't work. That's the truth.
Yeah. There's a lot of time and money that can be wasted in this sport, unfortunately. And I made those mistakes. But I also...
So have I.
You know,
so
I also... I think we both resolved to do something about that.
That's right. And you know something? you and I can hark back to when we started out a number of years ago, and it's like, I'm glad there's a Rob Regish around. I'm glad there's an Eric Fiorello around. I'm glad there's other people around, you know, the Rogers and the Buds and these guys of the world, because, you know, like Carl Lenore, look at all the stuff he does with his radio station. We need people like that. We need to grow this community bigger and bigger. Yeah. Because when I hear you on Tuesday on his show, and I know they're reading the stuff to you, the questions, but, you know, a lot of these guys, they're like on a seesaw, you know, Rob, blah, 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 blah. What do you think about this? Or I've tried this and it doesn't work and all this. It's nice to know that there's somebody out there that can help people out. And, you know, you deliver every time, my friend.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I don't know it all, guys. You know, I'll be the first to tell you that. But if I don't, I'll tell you that too, and I'll research the hell out of it or point you to somebody who will give you the right answer.
Well, that's the thing. And to have the capability to do that, that's a God-given, you know, thing. I mean, let's face it. There's a lot of people out there, but, you know, you listen to you, like a lot of people, I mean, you come across, you know your subject, and like you said, at least you're human enough to be able to admit, well, I don't really have an answer for you right now, but I will get an answer for you. No matter what show I'm on, we'll discuss it, and we'll try to help you out. And, you know, this is what this business is all about. It's relationships, Rob.
Yeah. I mean,
That's it.
It's still a people business. It's, you know, computers came along, the internet came along, but the stark reality is this. An individual that you can go to for answers or a number of individuals, and if you're so lucky, like I was, somebody took me under his wing and showed me the ropes, that's what's going to save you from making mistakes. Hopefully, you know, you won't get injured like I did. Hopefully, you won't get scammed out of tens of thousands of dollars like I did. Take advantage of us, whether it's just listening to us every week or hopefully investing in one of our products. And that's far different, by the way. I do not use the term investing lightly. An investment versus buying something, a big difference. When you invest in quality information and you put it into practice, it's an investment in you. When you spend money trying different things that have a very low percentage of success, and unfortunately there are many in this sport, that's just pissing money away. And that's not me, you know, taking jabs at anyone in particular, but I made that mistake. I don't want to see somebody waste time, money, and get hurt like I did.
Well, you know, it's funny when you say that with the investment, which that's what it's all about. You know, as people know out there, both Rob and I train clients. And I can tell you this. I used to train people for free because at the time I could monetarily do it before it's become a business now. But I'll tell you that, even I've had people with the business that were clients. And the ones that when they had to finally invest, you know, it wasn't a freebie anymore.
Yeah.
They always started to work harder. They always showed up 5 minutes earlier. They, you know, I would never, if you had a half hour with me, if we went over a half hour, I didn't care because we got to finish it up. The point of the matter is I hate to say it, but it's a money investment that's going to make you see everything through. And if that's from pre-workout supplements to weight loss to, you know, putting 100 pounds on your bench to, you know, carrying a stone 95 feet that weighs 300 pounds, it's the money investment. That's been my research, and that's what I've seen, because once you invest the money, you're in the card game then. And that's how I've seen it. I mean, I don't know with you, Rob, but I'm sure you've probably noticed the same things with people.
It's called skin in the game.
Yep.
You know, yep. Once you've got skin in the game, you become not only financially but emotionally and psychologically invested. And today, most people do that by dropping $200-$300 a month in supplements.
Right.
So, you know, it's called the placebo effect. You start taking, you know, product X, and you're reading about all the wonderful things that, you know, that it does. Well, who wants to waste $100, $200, $300 or more? You know,
exactly.
You're going to get in there and work it. You're going to get in there and make smart food choices in the supermarket and habitually consume good foods. How much of your progress is due to product X and how much is due to tightening up your training and diet? That's the real question.
Hey, Rob, there's nothing like hard work.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
If I could sell a hard work pill... we'd be millionaires right now.
Yeah, and you know what? I know people, they know it's the truth when they hear it.
Yeah.
It's not sexy. It doesn't sell as well. I'm sure you and I would make a lot more money selling magic beans and right? And getting pro bodybuilders to endorse it, but that's not my style.
And you look at like, you know, I know you've gone to the vitamin shop and all that. I'm not giving them plugs either, but, you know, they'll say, would you like one of these books? And every once in a while I'll look at it because I want to just see what supplements are in the back. And it's like, I'll tell you one thing. They're very slick marketers. Most of their formulas are garbage. But, you know, the pictures sell, the pretty girls sell, let's face it. And to me, it's highly dishonest. And it's... You know, it's when you're struggling, you know, you don't know how to train. You haven't had the luxury yet of either finding us or others, or maybe there's nobody, you know, it's hard to find even people in a gym now that know how to do anything. So I could put myself in those places too, and I can understand exactly why they spend that kind of money, because they think, well, if I take this and this and this, you know. And let's face it, this time of year, and I've been in enough gyms. I mean, the majority of guys in there, all they care about is doing a cheap flat bench and curling.
Right.
And they look like they're walking on toothpicks, basically.
Yeah.
You know, we used to call them the old chicken legs. You know, and it's like, I got to tell you, like I said, I got to work out tonight, and I know what it's going to be like out there, but I can't wait to get out there at 7:30 tonight.
Right.
You know, it's like, I've gone through that workout through my head probably 20 times today. That's what you got to do. You got to find that passion, man. And it's nice to have a guy like you that has done so many of these things, especially what we're talking about with the pre-workout, that can save these guys a bundle of money. They're going to get results right away. And, you know, maybe that'll be enough to spin their heads around and they'll figure, hey, you know what? Maybe I got to start doing some squats now or some deadlifts or some power cleans or, you know, grab a log and learn how to press it over your head. That's the wonder of this. I mean, I can't wait till we talk about a lot of, you know, I can't, you know, I love lifting as much as I did when I started at 10 years old. How many people will tell you that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean... It's a love that, you know, it's undeniable. And I have times like everybody else. I mean, you know, there's times where you get so sick of it or you're not making any gains or you get banged up. But there's some mechanism in me, and I'm sure like all of us out there, you can't quit, man.
Yeah.
You can't. It's not in you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Granted, we're all going to get old someday, or you could get hurt, or you could die prematurely. But as long as I can breathe and walk on this earth, I mean – It's the best move I can honestly say I've ever made in my life.
Yeah, what we are talking about is something that you cannot buy in GNC. It is not a pill, a powder, or a potion. No coach can give it to you. Nobody can hand you this. It comes from inside you. It is what burns in your soul. It is what's in your brain. And I don't know about most people, but it's what preoccupied my thoughts during the day when I was at work. And it was the first thing I thought about in the morning when I woke up, and it was the last thing I thought about before I went to bed. If this is you, then you have everything you need to succeed, because now it is simply a matter of availing yourself to the correct training and diet necessary to achieve your goals.
And you're right on the marker there, my friend.
You know,
I mean,
you can,
yeah.
You and I know you've done this. You can write people the absolute finest training, diet, and supplement recommendations in the world. It's meaningless if when they walk away, they don't put it into practice because they lack the testicular fortitude to turn the TV off, get off the couch, and go to the gym.
And I've just had that recently happen to me, and the gentleman is no longer here.
Yeah.
And you know, Rob, I take that probably more serious than they do because I don't look at it as a failure on my part, but I work very hard for people, and I know I'm getting paid, but I give you even more. You know, I look at it the way I would have started out, and you know, I've had some good people take me under their wing, but most of the stuff I've done by myself. And I think the frustrating thing to me more than anything with people like that is this. It's like, you're only here, obviously, because I've wanted to do this my whole life, but everything I've built here has been on my own dime, my thoughts, my hard work, my sweat, my labor. And it's very hard at times to not just want to grab them and shake them loose, you know, but you can't. But it's very hard for me to – it's almost like you're taking a step backwards or a step down. That's not how I operate. My whole thing is I want to bring every client I got up as high as they can go.
Yeah.
I want every one of them to succeed, and I want every one of them to say, you know what, this was the best move I ever made in my life.
Yeah.
And I want them to be able to carry that the rest of their life, and whether they other people come via them or not, or they can help them, then somebody else helps somebody else. That's all I want to do. I don't own this stuff, but I'm willing to share everything I possibly know with anybody that asks.
Yeah. If you are listening now and you have a sincere desire to find what works, let me assure you of a couple of things. One, there is a lot more bullshit out there than genuine information. Two, there is very little, if anything, that is new. And three, a lot of your answers can be found in the pre-steroid era. And unfortunately, most of those guys are either dead or they're coming up on checking out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a good example is protein powder. When protein powders started to become popular, I can vividly recall a lot of the old timers looking at it and laughing and shaking their heads. Why? Because they knew and understood that protein consumed by itself burns up 1 1/3 of its weight in the body. And you will actually lose muscle mass, let's say on an all or primarily mostly protein diet. And the reason is simple. If you feed your body lots of protein, it becomes very adept at burning it as a source of fuel. And it'll also burn your muscle tissue, the protein that's composes your body. The body's an amazing adaptive mechanism, but burning protein is not only expensive, burning it for fuel, mm-hmm. but it's metabolically inefficient and throws off a lot of waste product. Now, if you doubt that, try this. Switch to a primarily all-protein diet, and within a week, especially when you're training, whenever you sweat, you will stink like ammonia or cat piss.
Yep.
All right.
You won't have any friends either.
No, you won't. your performance is going to tank. And what is that? That is your body expelling the waste products, the urea, the ammonia, etc., through your skin, right through the pores and out. And it's not going to kill you, but you know, it's a good example of how we have gone awry ever since the drugs have invaded our culture and the sport. The old timers would tell you to consume with your protein fats. The guy I talked to called them growth fats. Vince Gironda knew this.
Yeah.
Larry Scott knew this. Rio Blair knew this. They recommended mixing their protein in heavy cream and or coconut milk.
And I do that every day.
Amen. I do too.
Yeah.
And wonder of wonders, all of a sudden you're getting results from all that extra protein that you're eating. Why? Because you're feeding your body the fats that are necessary to spare the amino acids in the protein to do their job. Fats contain 9 calories per gram, and as such, the body likes to use them and or carbohydrates for fuel. If you consume just protein and no or inadequate amounts of fat and carbohydrates, your body's just going to get real good at breaking down protein. Once you start taking in fats, especially coconut milk, it is an incredible, incredible difference. And here's another tip. We could do a whole show on this.
And we're going to.
Okay. You want me to save it for that show?
No, well, if you got something to say that we can just give to him right now. But yes, Rob and I'm not going to interrupt him too much, but we talked today. I went out today because I've been drinking coconut milk for years with protein and pineapple juice. I mean, I'll just give you a little feeder right there. But today I found the highest fat content ever in them, and it was 17%. Now, I'm going to turn it back over to Rob, but I will tell you this. I've had arguments, heated arguments, with lifters that tell me, because it is saturated fat, that my heart will blow right out of me if I keep drinking it. Well, go back and read the new articles all about saturated fat, and we're going to get into that. But Rob, go ahead, brother. Take over.
Well, you know what? Everybody wants to gain muscle and lose fat, right? That was our first show. You know, the market today wants it all. Well, back in my day, it was, you know, how big can you get and how fast can you get there? I.e., weight gainers were in fashion. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to give you a recipe for gaining muscle and losing fat, and there isn't a supplement, I think, on the market that can touch it. And it goes like this. 1/2 can of coconut milk, an equal amount of unsweetened pineapple juice, and a banana. Throw that in the blender, mix it all up. When you are ready to drink it, put a scoop of high-quality, biologically active, either whey or milk and egg protein in it. I like using MassPro Whey. You know, that's from MuscleMass.com, but there are others, don't get me wrong. Ultra Peptide 2.0 from Extreme Formulations is another high-quality one. But 2 of those drinks a day will put muscle on you that you won't believe. And it's certainly not from the caloric load, you know, that the magic is. Because when you add it up, you know, it doesn't equal 3,600 calories, which theoretically allow you to gain 1 pound of muscle per week. Not only that, but you will lose body fat. Why? Because in the coconut milk is something known as medium-chain triglycerides, or MCTs, the so-called fatless fat. This was John Perillo's secret weapon, you know, back in the early and mid-90s.
In the 90s, right? Yeah, I remember.
He made a prediction that soon pro bodybuilders would be stepping on stage 300 pounds and ripped. Everybody laughed at him. Nobody's laughing anymore.
Ah.
The way he got there, okay, let's take drugs out of the equation. You know, everybody's using them, but everybody has access to the same drugs. He used liberal amounts of straight MCT oil, and he would recommend putting tablespoons of it over rice and other foods just to get a huge boost in calories, right? Remember, 9 calories per gram versus 4 for protein and carbohydrates. MCTs can either be used as your body or by your body, rather, for energy or most of the time excreted. They are very, very resistant to being stored as body fat. So there's your magic in the coconut milk.
Good. And I'll tell you what, just to tell everybody out there, be very careful when you make that drink. Now, I use a full can in mine with the pineapple, but this is what I learned the hard way. Make sure you drink that, I would say, no more than 1/2 an hour, because here's what will happen. It'll be the most bitter thing you ever drank in your life.
Yeah.
So be real careful with that, you know?
And
you know, the thing with Rio Blair, like you're talking, and Garanda, too, it was like, you know, you got to realize protein's all defatted, too. So what the cream brought that right up to where it should be too. So, I mean, you know, I read stories about Rio Blair and Garanda too, but Blair was like, wow. I mean, you came and trained with him. He'd have like, think about this, Rob. He'd have blenders like made of the stuff there. I'd be pouring them down my throat, man. You know, and it was just like, I don't know. Maybe it was just the sex appeal of reading, you know, jamming protein down your throat, whatever. But man, oh man, it had to be pretty fun. I don't know. I like reading a lot of the old stuff, whether it was fact, fiction, or whatever. But once again, a guy like Blair, Garanda, and all them, they lived it regardless. I mean, especially Garanda. I mean, he was, you know, I don't think he ever got the credit he deserved at all. So,
yeah,
I think.
They're all very valid points, and they've been lost to the mists of time because of drugs. But back real quick to why the stuff tastes like battery acid if you don't drink it. It's recommended, and has been by the people that discovered this, that you hold off until adding protein until you're ready to drink it. Here's why. The digestive enzymes inherent in pineapple juice, things like bromelain and papain, rapidly break down the intact protein into its constituent amino acids. Anybody who has had unflavored essential amino acids and or branched chain aminos knows what I'm talking about. They taste like dog vomit.
Oh, yeah.
But it should also be a good indicator as to why the drink works.
Exactly.
It's an incredible experience, and I'm not saying, you know, that it outperforms Test, D-Ball, and Anadrol long term. What I am saying is it's the absolute best muscle gain, fat loss, quote unquote, supplement that you could ever use.
Yeah, it's a gainer, and we're going to wrap up because I want to get into this. Maybe we'll talk about this. Maybe this will be the next show we do. But I'll also tell you another thing I used to do, two things, and I told you one of them a few weeks back because we were laughing when we were talking about it. I said, hey, Rob, I went out and got ginger ale today, and it was like, huh? And I was like, yeah, because I'm mixing ginger ale and half, and he go to me, Vince Garanda. I was like, yep, because as he used to say, it would put weight on a rake. You know, and I was like, it tastes pretty good, too. Then the other thing, which was real big, we used to do, a friend of mine that owned a health food store, Craig Morrison, he was a great guy. He was one of my mentors, strong, strong guy. In fact, he competed against Frank Zane in the 60s, and he has the Iron Man magazine to show it. But he was a short guy, very heavily muscled, big dumbbell guy, you know, great guy. And I can remember we started doing them. And he's quite a bit older than me. He's probably at least 30 years older than me now. We were doing the raw eggs. Remember the fertile eggs?
Yeah,
and
right.
You know, and it was like, you know, you'd watch the Rocky flicks. For the first one mainly is when he was doing them. And it was like, I can remember a number, because see, my grandfather being Italian, he'd have one every day.
Yeah.
He'd do that, and he was a big wine drinker and all that, and he lived well into his late 80s. And if he didn't find cancer on him, he'd probably live forever. But that's another thing. But the whole thing is, so we were doing the raw eggs.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Rob, I was doing a dozen a day.
Yeah.
And I could only do, I did like a couple cases when it got to the point where I was trying to choke them down. It was so bad. I don't know. Maybe it was just that, because I don't remember taking much else with it. I don't think I was ever as strong as I was at that for that point in time, okay? And what happened was I got off them because it had to be messing with my blood pressure or something, because I was starting to see dots a little bit.
Yeah.
And I stopped doing them. But I got to tell you, man, those things work. Fertile eggs. I'm telling you, that hormone is as live can be, you know? So that's just another little tip, too. I mean, I wouldn't suggest doing that. I don't think most people would afford a case of eggs like that a week. So, but it was fun. You know what I mean? It was experiment again. You know, that's all it was. Anything to get big, anything to get strong. You know, we drink that vile, it was like a protein, liquid protein in a can. You'd hear your stomach gurgling. The next thing you know, you better either be home or near a gas station or somewhere, because you're in big trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So That's what it was all about, and it still is. And as long as we're together here, we need to bring some of this stuff back. This stuff is valid, valid stuff, man.
Yeah.
You go out and buy, I'm not going to name a name, you know, it'll be like 30 grams of protein, if that, maybe 25, and it'll have like 60 to 80 carbs. Yeah, okay, you're putting weight on, but you're jacking your insulin through the roof. And what good is that? I mean, the stuff's garbage. You know, it's, you got to drink here. You go, here's just a quick tip, and this is it. Coconut milk. Don't waste your time buying it in a supermarket. It's going to cost you too much money. Go to any Oriental store. Chinese, usually I go to one in Albany. Yep. You can get it for like $1.15 a can, and it's the one with the highest grade fat in it. And it's like, that's what we're going to show you here. I'm not going to say any more. Rob's going to be on every Thursday pending any problems, and we did Friday last week. I know tomorrow's the 4th. We'll talk offline what his plans are. But Rob is tentatively, we might be doing a show called Steel and Stone, which is going to, we're going to talk a lot about training, obviously, with weights and stones. And I think that'd be very interesting. I told Rob before we started this call that I'm going to look up a way to get us three-way with other people, too, because there's a lot of us out there, and it'll be very interesting. So, Rob, before we leave our audience here, why don't you give them – I didn't mean to cut you off. If you got anything you want to finish with, finish. But give everybody, you know, how they can get a hold of you, if you're on Twitter, Facebook, all the social media essentials here, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You can visit sure. You can visit CoachRobRegish.com to read more about my products and services. But, you know, beyond that, feel free to reach out. Send me an email at theblueprintarmy. That's all one word, no spaces, theblueprintarmy@gmail.com. We don't hide from things. We're a big fan of full disclosure. And you can find me on Facebook at CoachRobRegish.com, too. So I hope we've given you some stuff to think about here today. I know, personally speaking, you know, that drink mix alone was a huge breakthrough for me. I know it will be for a lot of guys. I don't sell coconut milk. I don't sell pineapple juice. And I don't sell protein powder.
Exactly. So. But like you said, you got a couple good sources. And Rob turned me on to Mass Pro Whey Protein, and I got it the other day with some Synthogen because I'm hoping down the road I'm going to do some things with Synthogen. Rob and I will probably talk about it. I want to explore this, obviously, but right now the cost factor right now, the way I want to do things, we're going to have to wait on that a little bit. But I will say one thing about Mass, and I'm not getting a dime for any of this, and I usually won't advertise people because we're hoping down the road we are going to have people advertising on the podcast. We're planning on getting that big, and we're working on this very hard and very diligently. So I will say Mass Pro, when they tell you 2 days, it's there 2 days. Boxed, sealed, delivered. And you give me a company like that, I'll do business with you forever. I mean, I love the way they do things. So with that being said, I'm going to tell you now how to get a hold of me. First off, you can get a hold of me at www.FiorelloBarbellCo.com. That's co.com. Everything's on the website. There's a wealth of information there. If you need to get a hold of me, there's a way to get a hold of me through email. It's FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. Also, my contact as far as my phone number is on there. If you want to get a hold of me and talk about any of this stuff, or if you would like to talk to Rob and you forgot how to get a hold of Rob, I will send you to Rob. So that's not a problem. You can get a hold of – I am on Facebook. I have – that's Fiorello Barbell, obviously. Twitter, I'm at – Fiorello Eric, FIORILLOERIC. Rob, once again, as I tell everybody, you are being listened to worldwide here, and that's through iTunes and Stitcher. And, you know, go out and take a look at us. Tell some friends about us. we're going to be here for a long time. We're going to spread the gospel of the truth of training, supplementation, recovery, you name it. There's no holds barred here. We want to help everybody out there. That's our mission. If you, like Rob said, if you so choose to buy something from us, that's okay too. But if you want to come in and just listen, you're always welcome. You got a chair at our table, I'm telling you right now. And here's another thing I haven't really talked to Rob about, but if there's anybody out there, if you feel you've got something that others would want to listen to, you might want to talk to me about coming on the podcast show. I was thinking about that yesterday. You know, there's a lot of garage guys out there. Like Rob and I were talking before the show came on. There's a lot of guys training out in the fields. We like those type of people. You want to come in, you got something new to offer or something that's been done years ago and you've made it better, get a hold of me. I told you how to do that. I would be more than willing to talk about it with you. And like I said, we're exploring with the three-way calls coming in. Maybe you come in with Rob and I on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And we get a show format going and we do that. So, you know, it's not just about us. We want to include everybody we can. And if we can get somebody in here, hey, you never know. I plan on having shows for people down the road. Maybe you get your own radio show here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know,
So, I mean, it'd be pretty cool. So, think about it. I mean, and obviously Rob will be here on me with Thursdays and potentially Fridays like he did last week, and we'll talk about that after we hang up from this podcast. So, Rob, you got anything else you want to give our listeners to?
Yeah, we're going to have very shortly, I'm hoping, an incredible new training technique that I've been working on that is the combination of three existing techniques, but when put in a very specific sequence and performed with certain exercises, the feedback I'm getting is it's incredible. And I'm just looking for objective results to see if these gains are permanent.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, everybody, I don't know if we'll be talking to you tomorrow, but you know, you'll be hearing from us very soon, obviously next week. Let you know, if you haven't heard the interview with Roger LaPointe, Roger was on, I believe it was Wednesday I posted it. You ought to check it out. John Grimmick, pre-steroid era. Roger had worked at York Barbell for quite a while, so he's got a lot of good stories. And like Rob and everybody else here, we barely scratched the surface. I could talk with Rob probably for 3 hours, but I'd be running out of storage again. So, you know, I want to leave you with this. Rob, obviously, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate your help. Obviously, you know, off the show, you've been a big supporter of mine, being that we're launching this business as we speak. Your knowledge and obviously your authenticity. So I want to thank you for coming on again today, boss.
My pleasure, man. Happy to do it.
And I want to wish everybody happy 4th of July. You know something? Celebrate this country. I don't care what anybody says. It's still the best place to live. It's given Rob and I the freedom here. Think about this. Over the internet, Skyping, to talk to you, to engage you, to try to bring you out of your shell, to create a new spirit. So you know what? Get out there tomorrow. Tell somebody you love them, too. That never hurts. And you know what? Like me tonight, go out and bust your stones and just kill some weight. So we'll see you either tomorrow or early next week, and have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.